Good evening, I'm Robert Schiller, and welcome to The Call. This is part of our Robert Schiller Ministry, a church with no walls, and we're here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope to share this call, whether you're listening via telephone, Facebook Live, YouTube, or on our podcast.
Exactly. And we've been doing this a while, but I'm Donna Schuler, his partner in crime, if you want to call me that. And we're so glad you're here. We have a very special guest this evening. You know, most months we try to have a guest. We'll be talking about her in a minute. We've known her a long time. So she's a very special guest. When I say special, it takes on a whole new meaning. We do take questions after the guest. I hope that's okay. I didn't know.
It's fine.
Okay, we take questions a little later, so you can either write them in Facebook. Let me zip that off. Sorry, my little screen is dinging there. You can either write them in there on Facebook when we start talking, and if there's not too many and it doesn't scroll too fast, we'll get to it. Otherwise, if you're on the telephone listening right now, you want to push *6, but not until I tell you we're starting to take questions, because we have other stuff to do first, because this is actually a telephone church service.
Yeah, so obviously, since this is a church service, and this is a time for us to be able to worship God around the world, because we want to welcome you no matter where you are, because I know we have people around the world that watch this and participate. It's not uncommon for us to have people from the Philippines, South Africa, from the Netherlands, from Australia, from Canada, from Mexico. That's typical. Almost every time we get on Facebook, we have that kind of reach. And so we're just really pleased to know that we reach the world with the good news of Jesus. And so today we have Annie Nelson here, and Donna will be introducing her in a little bit. But I want to begin by having a moment of prayer. Please join us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to join our hearts and our minds and our souls together in prayer. For you have told us where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be. And so you are here in the midst of this time. So touch our souls, O Lord, with your peace. Touch our minds with your confidence. And touch our bodies with health. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives this very moment. We thank you for everything. And we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. You're going to read the scripture tonight?
Yeah, I have a scripture to read. And I'm actually reading from 1 Kings 3, and this is the time where God comes to Solomon in a dream and asks, "What do you want, Solomon?" So hear these words. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burnt incense on the high places. King Solomon went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and he offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." How many would like to have that dream? Who wants to have that? God comes to you and say, "Just ask whatever you want from me. Anything." And Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased with Solomon had answered for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke, and he realized that it was in a dream. That's how God asked. That's how Solomon.
He was calling in.
Yeah, that's how Solomon received his gift of wisdom. And I think that is the most important gift we could possibly receive from God. The gift of wisdom, to be able to make decisions, good decisions, that are going to make a positive change in our society and our culture and the world. And as we get ready to vote, and some of you and many of you have voted already, we have to make wise decisions that we can vote for freedom and we can vote for the right candidates that are going to make a difference in our community so that we can honor God with our lives and we can do what he has called us to do. So we have a lot of candidates that we need to choose coming up, not just a president, but we have a lot of things we have to vote for. That's just a little note set aside. Ask for wisdom, and everything else will follow. So that's my scripture tonight. Donna, you have a comment about that?
Yeah, well, since you said something about voting, I just want to remind people, they may not know this, it's best to vote in person. I know everybody in California got a mail-in ballot, even if you weren't typically absentee.
Right.
But the safest thing to do...
And in fact, we got somebody else's ballot.
We got somebody else's. Yeah, hello.
Just mailed to our house
with
somebody else's ballot.
Right, we got ours too.
Don't get it.
We're going to take ours to an official voting location, an official election ballot box, and they should be posted anywhere in your community. I know lots of people listen to this are from California, but I can't tell you how important that is. Do not just stick it in the mail. Mm-hmm. And I know we've offered to our church, and it's perfectly legal in California. In fact, it's recommended. It's called ballot harvesting. We're actually offering our church, our drive-in church, as a spot to bring your ballot to church on Sunday morning and give it to Robert or myself, and we will personally drive it to one of these certified locations. I mean, it should be treated like a legal document. It is.
That's
it should
a good
be
idea.
Treated like gold. It should be.
It
should be
more valuable.
Locked up. It should not be just tossed in a mailbox, because I'm just going to say you can't trust the process anymore.
No,
unfortunately, we have lots of stories of what's gone wrong in the mail in the last several months, and you just can't trust. And you need to also track, you know, they'll give you a tracking number on your ballot. You just need to figure it out. You need to figure out how to track it, where it's going, if you absolutely have to put it in the mail. But that is your last choice. Find someone you trust. If you don't drive, find someone you trust to take it to an official polling place, or there's another name for it, Annie. It's called an official.
They have the official ballot boxes.
Yeah.
Those big metal.
Yes. Anyway, there's three of us here tonight, but that's enough. I didn't know he was going to say anything about voting, but it's very, very important here for your city council, for your city officials, for your school board, for your state officials, and the propositions. And please, if you're not going to take time and educate yourself, just don't just haphazardly vote, and don't think your vote doesn't count. Because the vote in Orange County, the Board of Supervisors, one of our senators, that race is probably going to be won or lost by 1,000 or 2,000 votes.
Right.
And it's that.
You're talking about California.
Yeah,
state
California.
Mm-hmm.
State Senate. So I'm just saying it's important. Your vote does matter. Even if you say, my state always goes red or blue, whichever state you're from. You've got to think broader and greater than that. Your vote does count. It counts. Every vote counts. So please vote.
So let's do our first introduce Annie, yes. And then we'll do our offering, and then we'll do our interview.
Oh, introduce her first into
yes.
the offering.
Yes, introduce her.
Okay, that's kind of different. All right.
Yes.
So, Annie Nelson. We have known Annie for...
Oh, well, they've been looking at this beautiful woman all this time, and I'm just going, we want to let people know.
So, we've known her since before we were married. We've been married 36 years in November, and she first came to Ranch in Capistrano. I'll let her tell you when she starts talking about this story. It's rather humorous, but we've been friends off and on for, I mean, we haven't seen you. There's been gaps in time where
yep.
she's off somewhere else, we're off somewhere else. But now we started this drive-in church in March when all the churches closed. We opened one. We've always done things a little different. That's just the way we march to a different drummer. We go wherever God calls. Not, we don't necessarily do what people tell us to do, but we always do it.
We always do it.
So that's what we did. And Annie came back into our life. So she's been volunteering. She's been helping out tremendously. We took a Sunday off, and she stepped in and welcomed people, did the announcements. I think you did the offering. And, she hosted and said hello and treated our guest speakers really kindly, and we appreciate that very much. So I want to tell you a little bit about her, though, other than the fact that she's our friend, and we've known her since she was, 20 years old? Yeah, little
years. I was going to say.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Teenager. So Minnesota native, then Chicago, then California. Annie received a theater arts scholarship from California State University, Long Beach, and she studied at American Film Institute. And she was from a family sports background. She found a niche in sports broadcasting and special events. A chance pen pal friendship with a wounded Marine in 2004, led her to an epiphany which changed her life forever. For the past 16 years, Annie has dedicated her life to raising awareness for U.S. veterans of all eras. Successfully combating PTS herself in 1995, after being beaten by passengers while working as a flight attendant, surviving 6 separate concussions and 2 brain tumors, one in 2010, one in 2018, and being a massive life-threatening brain tumor, one of those, in August of 2010, 10.5-hour surgery leaving her deaf in her right ear, and a 2-plus-year recovery journey learning to walk, talk, and cope with her new reality. So you can see why she relates to servicemen. She relates and inspires heroes and others by her real-life battles. Annie has walked the walk. Her inspirational talks ignite a flame of hope with everyone she comes in contact with. Annie's passion and compassion have drawn movie, TV stars, political figures, sports celebrities to join her crusade. Thanks to Annie, they offer their time and energy at home and here and abroad for our heroes. Annie Nelson is the founder of the American Soldier Network, ASN, a 501c3 charity which is based in Southern California, and it has marketing efforts all across the USA. Annie's the creator of the TV series American Heroes, also a columnist.
I don't know. There you go. There you go. Not a colonist.
No.
Columnist.
For U.S. Veterans
She's
Magazine.
Not that old,
no. And she writes the column American Heroes in every issue. 2018, through her American Soldier Network, Annie created and launched RuckUp.org, and we'll talk about that too, to be an indispensable resource for veterans, military, and their family. Her I Choose to Live oath has been the first step in saving the lives of many of our military heroes. So, Annie, I'm just so glad that you came and agreed to do this. And here we asked her to do something on Sunday. She did it. We asked her to do something tonight. We actually just completely spaced out that we didn't have a guest. I guess we took the weekend off, and then we're like, Robert said the 15th, Dawn is coming up. And I go, oh, my
well,
gosh.
That's right.
Oh, no. And we haven't had a guest in a couple of months, so people get bored of just listening to he and I talk. So we need to get, I knew you were just always good at, like, yes, I can do this. She's an I can do it kind of a girl. So,
I can try.
So, I don't know. Welcome. We're so
Thank
glad
you.
You're here. And this goes out, we'll say it later, but, we don't get a lot of people on the actual call, but we want to keep it open because a lot of people are comfortable with the telephone, this conference call. And we also have, a few people off and on Facebook. But what happens is we post it, and that's where we get the most viewership and all. And then we post it on Facebook, and we also put it on our podcast. So through our podcast,
we get a couple hundred people a week that listen to our podcast. So I'll make sure I send you all those links when we're done. But, you know, tell me why, well, first of all, how did you meet us? And then we'll talk about why did you start American Soldier Network? It's kind of a cute little thing. It's a good little icebreaker for people to get to know you. She's got a great personality.
Well, he didn't know the story until
he didn't?
Real recent. I don't think.
I didn't know.
I've heard it sometimes, but I forgot.
Your mom probably gave him the story.
Yeah. Probably. Well, when I was younger, my parents and I went to a church in Laguna Niguel, and there was a falling out at that church with the adults, and there was an Easter Sunday. We didn't have a place to go. And so we were looking for a sunrise service to go to, and we ended up at Rancho Capistrano. So we were sitting there on Easter sunrise service, and we're waiting and, you know, hanging out. And growing up in the Midwest and then out here, all of my pastors as a young girl were kind of frumpy, you know.
Old.
Older guys.
So they're my age.
No, they didn't look like Robert. And so we're sitting there, you know, and all of a sudden this guy 30 years ago walks out in this robe, and I'm like, and my mom's looking at him like, that's the pastor? He's hot. We're staying here. And my mom's like, shh. And I think she's watching. So hi,
oh,
mom.
Good.
Hi.
I can't. Because Robert was in his late 20s.
Yeah.
You guys were
dating.
Yeah. I was 28. He was 29 when we married. So he must have been like probably 28.
Yeah.
And that would have made
you
like a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, he was tall, dark, and handsome. And it was like, oh, boy. And so I was very attentive.
Amazing what happened.
And then she stayed. But yeah, so that's how we ended up there.
Yeah.
And then he was there, you know, and you guys were there for a lot of stuff. I mean, you were my very first brain tumor. You guys were there that night in the ICU.
I remember
that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was there for my dad. And when my dad passed away, you guys did the funeral here in California. And dating Robert all those years ago, you did our marriage counseling. We didn't get married, but we did that together. And
I know.
Yeah,
around a lot, and you've done a lot with the church when we used to, when Robert pastored Rancho Capistrano, the hoedowns.
And then we did those fashion shows at
the Cathedral
back
way back in the day.
We did a lot.
Just in case no one realizes this or you don't realize it, Rancho Capistrano was a church in San Juan Capistrano that I founded in 1981. I was there for 20 years. So when people talk about, as Annie talks about Rancho Capistrano, that's what she means.
Right.
That was the name of the church and the retreat center and the school that we developed there. But anyway, we want to take a moment right now to let you know that we are able to do this based upon your offerings and your tithes and your donations to this ministry. We could not survive, and we would not be able to do what we do without it. And so we want to thank you for all of our friends and supporters who make it possible for us to continue to be here. We've been doing this on the 15th of every month. Donna and I have been here, no matter where we are in the world. We've done it from Uganda. I think we did it from the heart of Africa, South America. We've done it.
The Philippines.
That's Korea. So if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here. We started it many years ago.
9 years.
Coming up on 9 years. 9 years ago next month. Is that right? Are we celebrating our 9th anniversary next month?
Right.
And we wouldn't be able to do it without you. So we simply work on free will offerings and offering in a church. We pass an offering plate. We're not in a capacity to be able to pass an offering plate. So the way people make their donations is several ways. One way is to Venmo Robert Schuller Ministries. And you want to mention a couple other ways? You were saying that we're having more difficult time now.
Way to give to our church is on Facebook. They're not making it easy for nonprofits. I mean, I think if you go through hoops, we tried going through hoops and we still didn't have it happen for us. So basically, if you want to give on Facebook, you have to go, used to say notes, because, you know, they changed Facebook now. If you look under homepage, it says other.
Mm-hmm.
Other. Then you click other and you get a drop down and it says notes. And on there, you'll see where to get, because there's a little
option
box.
You can go to our website, drschuler.org,
right.
and that's doctor without a period, so it's just drschuller.org. And if you go there right now, you'll see the George Argyros Jr. Fund. That will pop up right away, and you can give on that, or you just click
ignore.
Or you can click ignore. And you want to explain how to do that?
Yeah, no, and then there's other ways. Yeah, and it'll just take you right to the giving. It just says at the top, I'd like to give. You click on it. It's easy. And, you know, we just appreciate any and everything that you feel called to give by God. And last but not least, the snail mail.
The snail mail, of course. And our address is 20, make the check out to Robert Shuler Ministries. And our address is 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. So with that, we get to talk to Annie.
We do. So I want to talk about, you know, this girl is busy. She's been busy since I met her. And, you know, I read just a short bio on her. She's been involved in lots of films, TV shows, programs. She's been an MC. So she's been in back of the camera, in front of the camera, and just a very interesting person and a very hardworking person that I respect very much.
Thank you.
And she started American Soldier Network before a lot of the very well-known and very well-funded,
right,
bigger organizations that try to do the same thing that you do so effectively, hands-on. And we live very close to a military base here. For those of you that don't know, Camp Pendleton is 25 miles here from Newport.
Probably about
25 miles south. And so she serves a lot down there. She's very well connected with what's going on in the military. So first of all, tell us how you got started. Why American Soldier Network? Why did you decide to do this with all your background? You're not in the military.
No.
Your parents weren't in the military.
No. So Dad was actually drafted, but he was too tall.
He was tall.
He was too tall to
start. Wow.
Yeah. And he never got over that, though. He really wanted, my daddy's gone now, but he was from that generation where you were drafted, and he was drafted and he was too tall to serve, so he couldn't. And that was something he really, really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I was flying and got hurt, I actually started the nonprofit, and it was called Angels Within. And
and
the reason I started it back then was not to be a fundraising military nonprofit. The airline that I flew for, Southwest Airlines, their nonprofit was the Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Sure.
And so I volunteered then when I was down rehabbing. And when I was at the hospital visiting a lot of the children, there was nobody there for a lot of the parents. When their kids are terminal, there's not a nonprofit that would just go hang out with the kids so mom and dad can have a night off.
Wow.
And the same was at senior citizen homes where, you know, people leave their seniors and then they don't go back. And so I started this group and you had to have some kind of an entity to be able to go as a group. You couldn't just go show up and say, hey, we just want to come and play cards, or we just want to come and read to the kids, or we just want to come and give mom and dad a night off. So we started it back then, but we were formed, but the IRS thought we were dormant because we didn't raise money. We raised cash.
Right. Okay.
And so we were Angels Within because I believe everyone has their own angel within. And that's how it started. And then fast forward, 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And if that didn't dramatically change you in this country, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so then I wanted to do something for our military and our troops, but I didn't have a connection to them. Back in, you know, World War II, in that generation, everybody participated because everybody had a connection to somebody who served. And fast forward to 9/11, I didn't have anybody that I knew. Back in 93, I dated somebody that had just finished serving in the Navy SEALs, but I wasn't dating him then, and I didn't know anybody at the time. And so I was trying to figure out how do you get involved. And then I was at a family reunion back in Illinois, and one of my distant cousins was dating a young Marine from Camp Pendleton. And so I thought, you know, I could pen pal, because I had found an old postcard that my grandfather had served in World War II and sent my grandma. So I started pen paling these young three Marines that I had connected with from my old cousin that were in Iraq. And Jesse, Tyler, and Adam. And so we started pen-pelling back and forth. And for like 6 months,
my pen pal relationship, everybody around me started to want to be a part of that. Because
The
letters turned into boxes, and everybody was like, oh, I want to be a part of it. And so it was kind of snowballed, and my friends, my family.
So you say boxes. Were you sending boxes of gifts to people?
Yeah, it was like silly string and beef jerky and candy and magazines and socks. And,
I was going to say socks.
Yeah, hand sanitizers. They needed socks bad.
Yeah.
And, any, you know, in the sandbox, you needed a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And then in December of 2004, I got notified. And then I was sending my – we didn't have all the social media that we have now. We had AOL Instant Messenger and pen and paper. And so I would set my alarm clock and get on AOL Instant Messenger when the guys could. And Jesse was the one that wrote back and forth the most because of his job. The other two were in between. They were a little busy at the time.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we would get on AOL Instant Messenger, and we would chit-chat back and forth, or else we would write pens and paper, you know, letters. And I was notified that Jesse and Tyler were sitting on a truck back-to-back on a caravan of five trucks going through Iraq, and they were hit by a suicide bomber. And Tyler was in Germany in really bad shape, and I was told Jesse didn't make it.
Mm.
And I...
That must have been heartbreaking.
I didn't know. Yeah, I had never met him in person. And then, but how do you... Like, you don't know how to process that because you'd never met them, and it was a friend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where do you go with that? Like, how do you deal with that?
Well,
and then, so I thought...
But it was still painful.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for 6 months, they were like my extracurricular activity. They were kind of my everything. I had their dog tags I wore around my neck. It's just, And so I thought, well, I had all these keepsakes I wanted to send to their parents. Because I thought, for Jesse's mom and dad, I thought, well, if that was my 19-year-old kid, these would be really nice to have. So I went to Hallmark, and I was going to get them a sympathy card, but there's no sympathy card for people that you've never met, you know?
Nor then.
So I didn't find a sympathy card, and I thought, well, I'll just send them a thank you card for their family service. And I wasn't going to mention the doom and gloom. I was just going to thank them and say, I'm a friend of your son's, then a pen pal. Here's all the things he sent me. I thought you would like to have these as a keepsake, and here you go. Mailed it off.
Right.
And I didn't hear anything from them. And then about, this was in December of 2004, about 2 weeks into 2005, my cell phone rang, and it was a woman's voice, and she said, this is Paula, Jesse's mom. And I got all excited, you know, hard to believe. And she was very stern and very to the point. And she said, I'm at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. Jesse survived that blast. He's facing double amputation. He's burnt all over his body, and he's asking for his pen pal. Will you come?
Wow.
Yeah. So the Marine Corps flew me to San Antonio, and I went to Brook Army Medical Center. And I had never been to a medical center, a military medical center. And to my knowledge, I had never been to a VA. I mean, this was
never. So you're this is all new territory for you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I remember going down the escalator in San Antonio, and there was an Army guy at the bottom with my name on a sign, and I'm thinking, okay.
What have I gotten myself into?
Way over my head now, big guy. Help.
Oh, man.
And that's how it all started. I got down there, and bless his heart, Jesse, to this day, is really good. He's married. He has kids. He's
so good.
Beautiful family.
Yeah.
They're in Illinois. He's doing amazing. He was a single leg. He saved a leg. He's a single leg amputee, but over knee, and doing fabulous. Tyler, on the other hand, came home. Tyler was at Brook Army Medical Center that day. Then 9 years ago on Christmas night, Tyler slipped and fell on ice, and we lost him. He hit his head, and he passed away. Tyler was amazing, amazing kid. And his brother actually is married and just had a baby, and they named her Tyler.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So he still lives on, but Ty was amazing too. They're all three. And then Adam is now Border Patrol and married to my cousin, and they have kids down in New Mexico. So all of the whole, I still keep in touch with all of them.
Those are your original ones.
Yeah, my original three.
And I know you've grown that.
So when you say the original, how many pen pals do you have now?
Well, I don't have pen pals now. I have their
more.
Matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be with one of my guys, Tito Perez, one of my Marines who was wounded. His wife is now a photographer, and I have a photo shoot with her tomorrow.
Awesome.
So my kids, they're my kids. My boys, my whatever you want to call them, boys and girls. In the beginning, it was mostly guys because back then we weren't bringing girls home. And when I was at Brook, how it all kind of formed into American Soldier Network, to get back to the original question.
Yeah, sure.
Down at Brook, Jesse and I would go around and meet other Marines who were there. And he'd be like, dude, she's from Hollywood. And I'd be like, no, I'm from Orange County. And he would be like, but she was, and he would act like I was Julia Roberts. I'm not.
I know.
No, I was blessed to be attached to the industry and been able to do some really neat things in the entertainment business. But I'm not famous by any means. And so the people that were injured would grab their remote control, and they would look at me, and they would say, does America support us? And I was like, whoa.
Because
all they were seeing back then, all they had was a TV. They didn't have everything they have now.
Right.
So when they were laying in a hospital bed at Brock, all they had was a TV, and the TV wasn't showing support. And it really still isn't.
No.
In a lot of ways.
No.
And if you look at social media nowadays and all of the bitterness and hate that's out there, it's not Vietnam, but in a lot of ways it is. And there's a lot of people that don't understand and appreciate. So there's a lot of commonalities to what they came home to back then. We've come a long way in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of groups out there that are doing phenomenally, but there's a lot of ick, too. So you have to kind of remember that. So I came home from a couple of those trips, and I went to my entertainment lawyer, actually, Frank Wheaton, and I said, I know what I'm supposed to do. And he was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What now?
And I said, 90 miles an hour. I said, we're going to change Angels Within, and we're going to put on our big girl pants, and we're going to make it American Soldier Network. And I named it after Toby Keith's song, American Soldier.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we're going to raise awareness and for what they need here at home. Because there was a lot of people starting to try to do things for everything they needed out there. They were sending things, and the USO was always doing things and going abroad, and people were going over there and doing things when they were deployed, but there wasn't really a lot for when they were coming home. And so we were going to be about when they came home.
So what, here's the thing, unless people listening, even if they're listening in the future, you can either be live listening or in the future listening to what we're saying here, unless they are in the military themselves, most people have no idea. I came from a military background when I was little. So I think some of the things are just, obviously, during COVID, we've talked a lot about this, Annie, is that, people are just people who are in with their nuclear family that don't have to be deployed or aren't injured in the hospital, 1,000 miles from home. There's many people that are depressed and facing horrible emotional problems. So what can we do about that with our military? What about if somebody's listening and they live close to a base, or can they get in touch with you? Or, tell us what about this ruck up? Talk about the two things, ruck up, and then what about the holidays are coming? What can people do? What can they do?
Well, and it's hard because of COVID right now. Like for us being a nonprofit, we can't even get to them.
Right.
I mean, it's starting to get better.
Yes, it is.
But for the longest time, we can't go. We can't have access. And COVID has crushed a lot of the small nonprofits, not just in our industry, not just in the veteran and military space, but in a lot of the nonprofit space, especially for small, financially small nonprofits, because people that used to give don't have the capacity to give. Now, on the other hand, some people I've heard trending are giving a lot more because they can. So it just kind of depends on where you're at in that space. Ruck up, suicide. 5 years ago, I buried 30 in 1 year to suicide.
30
veterans.
Veterans.
Five were active duty and 25 were veterans. And it was 1 year. And it was a hard year for me. It was a harder year, I'm sure, for all the families that lost people. But
of course,
we're losing. Don't ever use the number 22, just for everybody that hears that number, because it was never an accurate number. And it's been
what does that mean?
22, the VA did a study, I think it was in 2012, might have been 2011, and they studied 21 states on veteran suicide. And they only did 21 states, and they left out California and Texas, which happened to be two of the largest states with a veteran populace. And they also did not study post-9/11 veterans. They only studied older veterans. And they came up with a number that an average of 22 veterans a day were committing suicide from 21 states from a different demographic. That number grabbed like wildfire in the media, and then people started using hashtags, and then nonprofits started popping up everywhere with that number, and they were raising money, and some were doing good things, some weren't, and it became about that number. And so all the psychological ramifications became about this number and not about the human being and about the brains and about about the people that we were losing. It became about a number. And so I've gotten some backlash from some of the nonprofits that popped up that have that number in their name. You know what? I'm okay. Sorry. It's about human beings and
right.
about saving the brain and about mental health and about healing and about doing the work. You got to do work. You don't just get together with your boys and drink beers and powwow. You got to do the work to heal. And healing happens. I'm proof, but it's work, gang. I've been there. I've had 2 brain tumors. I've had 6 concussions. I've had post-traumatic stress. I can go down a whole laundry list of the stuff that I've had to do.
And you're
to get...
still in treatment
yeah.
for physical therapy.
Yeah.
How many times a week?
2 times a week.
Yeah.
And I had an MRI Tuesday, and there may be more surgery in my future with the cervical spine. So not right now, it's not, but
yeah.
we're back on the meds and all that. Rec Up was created out of all the suicides. And I don't know if you guys can see.
It'll be in
backwards
anyway.
Oh, that's right. Shock. That's okay.
Yeah.
It was created as a resource for the veteran and military community. As it's an online resource for the veteran and military community. If any of you are out there, it has like components in it. In the components is the foxhole, and the foxhole is the only safe, secure space online for the veteran and military populace that's ID verified, and we're partnering with ID Me. So even though it's my brainchild, I can't get in there because I'm a civilian, but you can get in there, you can chit chat, it's monitored by vets for vets. There's going to be some exciting things we're going to use it for in the future, but there's the aid station, and the aid station, you type in your zip code, and then hopefully as we're continuing to grow it, it's resources that heal, not just places to go have fun, but places to heal, like that treat TBI, PTS, addiction, alcoholism that are vet-friendly, and so on. And then the I Choose to Live Oath.
Do you mind if I read that?
No, please do.
I love the I Choose
mm-hmm.
to Live Oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I choose to appreciate each day. I choose not to let my demons get the best of me. I choose to buddy check those I get in touch with. I choose to reach out when I feel things are getting tough. I choose to count my blessings, not my battles. I choose to believe I am worthy. I choose to stay plugged in to those who support me. I choose to be there for my brothers and sisters. I choose to not abuse my body substances and the like. I choose to stay grounded in faith, family, and brotherhood. This is the one that really counts. I choose to live. And if somebody wants one of these, can they
yeah.
reach out to me? And can you give me some so I
yep.
can mail them out to people?
Yep, I'll get you a bunch.
So if you want one of these, if you want a I Choose to Live, just let me know and I'll mail you one. And Annie will give it to me, and
yep.
then you'll
yep.
have
Absolutely.
You'll have some of her contact information, the ruckup.org, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and the American.
Okay.
And so I want to take a couple questions. Actually, this went by so fast. Spend maybe 5 more minutes. It just gets long for our podcast later. But what's the best way to reach out to you? If people want to get in touch with you, Annie Nelson, what can they do?
Probably either on any kind of social media. We're on Facebook, which for me personally, it's The Annie Nelson, or Facebook American Soldier Network, Instagram, The Annie Nelson, or American
yeah.
Soldier Network. Twitter is The Annie Nelson. Twitter for American Soldier Network is For Our Troops, F-O-R, the letter R, and then troops, T-R-O-O-P-S. And then our email is info@AmericanSoldierNetwork.org.
And all of that is on the card. So
right.
if you write to us or
yeah,
send us an email,
absolutely.
Or then we'll mail this out to you.
And I'm going to be helping, a few friends are going to be helping Annie this year down at Camp Pendleton for your Christmas stocking project. And she's been doing this for years, too.
You're 15. For
can
stocking.
You believe we're starting to talk about Christmas already?
Yeah.
It's getting
oh,
close, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
Wow. Oh,
we just want it to be normal.
We need a new year.
We need a new year. So. We're going to ring in 2021 with a party.
Yes,
I don't usually like New Year's Eve, but this New Year's Eve, I think I have a suspicion I'm going to really.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going back to normal.
Yeah, we're going back to normal.
I know. So, Florida is already back to normal.
I think we might be going back
South
to normal.
South Dakota is already back to
maybe.
Normal. I don't know in California if we're ever going back to
let's
normal.
Any questions. So let's see if there's
yeah,
anybody
so there's
on our call.
Anybody
has any questions.
Or if you have any questions, you can type it in on our it says, yes, please, I'll give it to my daughter. So,
Janet
Jones. So you can type in your questions on Facebook. We can read those. It's a little small. You saw us all
yeah,
leaning in.
Way up there, and she's younger. Or you can write, or you can do that, or you can, if you're on a telephone call, you can just click *6 on your pad, and then it'll come up here, and then I'll let you in, and then we can talk. But
just FYI, we rarely have calls.
No, yeah, we know if they
people
don't,
are shy.
Questions.
Questions.
We rarely have questions. People
or
just get shy. Yeah. So we like it doesn't matter who the guest is. We just people just don't ask questions. I think they just like to listen. So
yeah.
And also, if you want to type it in later, or if you want to write us, either Robert@SchulerMinistries.org or Donna@SchulerMinistries.org. If you need prayer, we pray for you. If you have
absolutely.
A question, we will answer them. He and I do all of this. We don't have a staff. And if you have any questions for Annie and you forget how to get in touch with her, you can get in touch with us. And I see her on a regular basis. I see her at least once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Like, wait, I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Janet
yes,
Jones.
Janet.
That was it.
Okay.
So anyway, why don't we, I think we should just let everyone know that if it's the 15th of every month,
we do this.
We are here, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Will there be chapters in the future? Janet Jones wants to know.
Chapters? Oh,
meaning
American Soldier Network?
Yeah, means different areas in the nation where they can.
Actually, we have kind of already. We have the American Soldier Network. Doc Harwell, one of my Navy veterans, has started the ASN BMX team, which is young.
Oh, nice.
Kids and their dads who are
aww.
Veterans and they race.
Love it.
And we have, they race in Texas and in Colorado right now. And these kids are racing and raising awareness for American Soldier Network. And they're part of our Junior Patriots program. And so you can find them on Facebook and on Instagram under ASN BMX. And then if you want to, hi, Amy. If you want to, hi, Amy. If you want to talk to Doug about doing an ASN BMX team in your area or starting something in your area, just get in touch with us.
Yeah, get in touch with Annie, Janet, and then she'll help you figure it out. I know you live on the East Coast right now, so get in touch with her and she'll help because I'm sure you'd love that. You'd love to have somebody do that.
Yeah.
I just want to remind people, if you're listening to this and you want more programs
thank
like
you.
This on Facebook, yeah, thank you for the question. If you want more positive programs on Facebook, you know that you have to continue to watch these kinds of things on Facebook and on YouTube because they pick up on your algorithm. So if you want to open your computer and see positive things as opposed to negative things, then please
watch positive stuff.
Just keep watching it and watching it and watching it. You can go to our YouTube channel, Robert Schuler Ministries at YouTube. The minute you start watching it, and there's short videos, long videos. We have our church service on there. We have interviews like this on there.
You'll get more stuff,
not just from us, but across the board. You'll get more stuff. Now, on the other hand, if you're watching gloom and doom, you're going to get more gloom and doom because Facebook and Instagram and just any social media platform believes that you love it. So please like this, share this. Sign up. If you go on our website, drschuler.org, we have a digital book, God's Promises for You, and that, you know, basically it's a gift for any donation. So just remember, whatever you put
oh,
in your...
Oh, and you got your fearless pin.
Oh, my fearless pin. So excuse me, I get kind of excited.
I know.
My fearless pin. If anybody needs, I still have these. This is to show that
I think
you
you're
are
running out,
so fearless.
You're probably getting...
And you just write to us. The way we told you to go online, but please make sure you have a notation of some sort that you're, if you donate $20, that it's for the pen, because otherwise I don't have any way of knowing. So
and we need your address to mail.
And we need your address, exactly. So you need to email us if you make that donation. And I think that's really all I want to say.
So like this, share this message. Join us on Sunday morning. We're on every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time. We are here live on Facebook, so you can join us that way. And you can check out some of other stuff on drschuler.org. And so with that, we just want to say God is blessing you. And if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to be right here. And we'll see you again next month. God loves you. So do we. And have a great night and a great week.
And bye-bye. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.